shorts were short, my hair was long. Caught somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan.
What a cheap thing. I was before the break. I know we had to go to the
Cuddly Bear,
who is now in the prize fight for $1 million.
Wow. Unbelievable. And good for him. As much as I wanted Alex Nicholson, because he's one of us, he's part of the Randy regime, all that kind of stuff. I mean, how can you not be happy for a very low seed,
eight seed that
takes out the one?
Take out the one.
And then I think Alex was the five, right?
Took out Alex, and now is fighting for money that changes your life. It's no, you know, mega million.
It's not 160 billion.
Billion, but $1 million.
Or 1.6 billion.
$1 million for these guys changes their life.
All right, so I did neglect to do it the first hour. We are going to do a contest.
Okay.
Have you ever seen the TV show Goldbergs or The Goldbergs?
Is it wrestling?
No, it's a show. I think it's about like a 70s family. And, of course, a lot of people close to me said it's basically our family. Okay. But the number one selling duo of all time will be involved in, I think it's tonight's Goldberg.
Morgan Mindy.
Duo. Musical duo. Just so happens they're from the fighting city of Philadelphia.
Okay.
That would be Hall & Oates.
Oh, what?
So Hall & Oates will be on tonight's Goldberg.
You were supposed to talk to that guy. You were supposed to hang out with that guy last time he was in town.
Yep. And we're still going to do
Which one, Oates?
I was supposed to interview John Oates. And he was also scheduled to come to the charity event in Nashville.
Right.
And, you know, things happen and things change and, you know, it is what it is. So here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
We are going to be getting some Hall & Oates swag.
Okay. They have swag.
Well, everybody has. You have swag.
That's true.
All right. So watch the show and this is your homework.
Ooh.
Okay. This is your homework.
Okay.
You need to come up with two or three questions from Hall & Oates appearance.
Okay.
On the Goldbergs, Goldie Goldberg, whatever the show is called. I think it's just called the Goldbergs.
So we're going to interview him. We're going to talk to him.
First, we're going to do the giveaway.
Okay.
So you need to come up with, let's go up with four, and then I'll pick which ones I like of your questions.
Okay.
That will be in relation to Hall & Oates' appearance.
On the Goldbergs.
I don't know if it's just their music. I don't know if it's going to be them. I don't know.
Okay.
That's your job, your homework.
Got it.
So hopefully you have, I believe it's called a DVR.
Yeah, I got one of those.
So that you can DVR it.
I also got a Streambox, and that's how I keep up on.
But I don't know if Streambox, if you can go back and watch something that's already on. Can you?
Yeah, because they have the TV shows. So I went back and watched old This Is Us episodes.
Right, but I'm saying that this is something that's on tonight.
It'll be live tonight, and then it'll be on whenever they upload it.
So. Right, but you need to have it by next Wednesday.
I will.
So if it's not uploaded by next Wednesday.
I got a guy. I talked to my
guy.
I got a guy. I got my boy Shane Grossman pushing these things on the street. I mean, we
yeah, he is. he's the like... stream box, stream TV dealer. Hey, man, come here. And you know, I don't know if you've seen this, but we need a meme of this. We need a meme, not that Shane's going to put it of himself.
No, he will.
But where he opens up his coat.
It's all stream
box. And it's all stream box.
And
it's all stream TV.
All this side's all remote controls. And then, like, the police sirens go off, and we all run down an alley in Brooklyn and Chinatown.
On Canal Street.
On Canal
you know,
Street.
In New York. He's walking with that big trench coat.
I can't be the only one that's bought bootleg DVDs and CDs in the, you know, Times Square and chased by the cops. I mean.
Did you get chased?
I mean, they said the cops were coming, so I ran with them.
I'm sure I've told you this. I walked with a former co-host, and we were going to buy some stuff to bring home. And as we're walking by, all the doors are being pulled down. You know, it's all like garage doors, right. One right after another.
Those metal chain ones?
Yeah. You know, it's not chain. It's metal. It's those metal doors. Right. They all thought I was a cop. So they're all, I'm trying to buy, and they're pulling. No, we don't have. What do you mean? I just saw it. No. We're shut.
There you go.
Yeah. Wasn't happy with that at all.
Yep.
All right. So real quickly, I mentioned picks with Ken Shamrock.
Yes.
6-7. Not bad last week. You're still a loser, but 6-7.
I can't believe I came in third.
In third.
You guys were both perfect last
week?
We both
were perfect.
Seriously.
I'm amazed that you were able to figure that out. You were 6-7, and you were third. And without 2 seconds, you came up with you both went undefeated. It's pretty good.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Me calling you a McDummy might not be true. You were able to figure that out so quickly. I'm impressed.
Yeah, but I didn't know that Scott had one T, so I guess I'm still not that smart.
Well, but yeah, I can't blame you if you didn't know that.
True.
Okay. World Series?
Big game last night. I watched most of it, actually.
I watched zero of it.
Did you really?
Yeah, zero of it.
I watched it. I mean, it's L.A., Boston, in the Green Monster, in Fenway, game one, Kershaw versus Sale.
I was looking forward to that. Price going tonight.
Tonight. I mean, this is what it's all about.
I think Boston's the better team.
But they showed it last night.
Well,
you know.
And I think the Dodgers have a higher salary.
And I forget the pitcher. Is like Baez, I think it was. B-A-Z or whatever.
Sure.
But he came in, struck out two, you know, and then they took him out, and then the guy gave a 3-run home run. I was just...
Because a lot of these...
Why would you go against the hot hand?
Because the managers overcoach. They right. overmanage. You know, they always look at, you know, righty-righty. They always look at, you know, moving and the shifts and all that kind of stuff instead of playing the game the way the game's supposed to be played.
Right.
I mean, back in the day, they didn't switch like this.
Of course not.
They didn't send a guy in. You know, and what they did do, if they did, is they put the guy who was pitching in right field.
Right.
They bring a pitcher
sure.
in to throw, then move him back to the mound.
Right.
Because the pitchers are the commodity. You know, you can stick other guys in other fielding positions, but if you got a pitcher that's throwing heat, as we like to say, on the mound,
yeah,
you want to keep him in.
Sure. No, I there was a big mistake on the Dodgers, Dave Roberts.
Who is pretty much a hero in Boston.
Of course, he won the championship in 04.
By stealing second.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how much of that you know.
Yeah. So, going playing against his old team, like, do you think they care at that level? Is it all about the money, or is there loyalty with the club?
Yes and no.
Yeah.
I mean, yes and no.
With the city and the fans, like.
Yeah. Yes and no. I mean, if you live there, you know, if, you know, Styles G. White did the show on Monday. He
right.
played here in Tampa. Yep, he's a Cleveland Brown fan.
True.
So, and he said, I just played in Tampa.
Right.
You know,
it's a job for him.
Right. It's just a job. Well, it's a job for everybody.
Sure.
You know, more times than not, athletes come in, they play wherever, and then they go back to wherever home is.
Or a lot of them stay in Tampa because the weather's so nice here.
Well, a lot of them stay in Florida, not necessarily because of the weather, because of the taxes.
Sure.
So, you know, all depending on that. So, you know, it's all tax related, and that's how that handles it. All right. It is time to do our weekly travel and entertainment segment, and we talked about this earlier in the program. This week we're going to go out to San Antonio, and welcome to the show, and this is kind of cool, he's an animal trainer like my niece. Let's welcome Clay Carbajal. Clay, how are you?
Oh, I'm great, Randy. The boys, how y'all doing?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. So before we talk about, you know, your profession, being the animal trainer or a animal trainer out there at SeaWorld,
yeah,
talk to us a little bit about Hallow Scream. I know that this is the final weekend of it.
Yes, if you're coming down to San Antonio, Texas, you've got to get scared at SeaWorld's Hallow Scream. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is the last time you can see Hallow Scream for 2018. It has got an awesome amount of entertainment, guys. I can't even put it past you. It's haunted houses. We got four haunted areas. You can go to the Zombie Horde, which is brand new. You can go see Unearthed, Scarlet's Revenge, Dark Side of the Gardens. You can go to Carver's Cradle, which is full of these creepy puppets. And there's zombie zones all throughout and haunt zones all throughout the park. But we don't forget the families. SeaWorld's a family park. We love our families. We love having kids come in here and meet Elmo. So from opening till about 7 o'clock, we have our Halloween Spooktacular for families. But at 7 o'clock, we suggest that if you have a kid that's not that brave under the age of 13, you might want to head home because the freaks are about to come out.
I'm going to be making a stop in San Antonio this weekend. I'm coming out on Saturday night. I have never been to anything like this. So should I
you're
be
gonna,
a little
you're
worried?
You're going to be here Saturday night?
I am going to be there Saturday.
Are you brave enough to stay past 7, Randy?
I don't know. I'm just barely over 13, so I don't know if that means I should stay or go.
I will say this. When you do come out, make sure you take your time, walk around the park, enjoy yourself, but also check out our shows. We have a Creep Show featuring our killer whales, and we have Monster Stomp, which is brand new. Monster Stomp is extremely creative. It's fantastic. I don't want to give anything away, but there's a lot of music, a lot of great singing. It's creepy. It's fantastic.
It sounds like a lot of fun. This is the final weekend out in San Antonio, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Before right. we and let if your you listeners, know, if your listeners are looking for a great deal too, if they purchase a annual pass to SeaWorld San Antonio before October 31st, they're going to save 30% off, and that annual pass is good from the calendar day they buy it to the next year's calendar day. So they've got to get it to see this year's Hollow Scream, and then they can also check out next year's Hollow Scream in 2019.
And then you also have pretty soon, I think I was told it's pretty close to what the lottery was, 1.6 billion. 1.6 billion lights that'll be out there for your Christmas extravaganza, correct?
I don't know how 1.6 billion lights would look in a park, but I guarantee you we don't have that many. We have 9 million lights this year. But you know what? If the 9 million was a lotto prize, that would still be good, in my opinion, to be honest. Million lights this year at our Christmas celebration. That kicks off November 17th and runs through January 6th. The Winter Wonderland, again, this park's going to be covered, like you said, in 9 million lights. And I'll give you a little tidbit of information. The lights are starting to go up right now. It takes a long time to get 9 million lights up and running. And our dedicated staff of SeaWorld ambassadors are getting those lights ready to go.
And let's be honest real quick. We'll go back to the 1.6 billion. I can't imagine, and you said you can't imagine 1.6 billion lights. I can't imagine $1.6 billion that somebody won.
I can imagine $1.6 billion because I imagined it many times already.
Real quickly.
A lot of animals could be helped with $1.6 billion, tell you that much.
No, for sure. Talk to us real quickly before we run out of time, you know, about your profession, being an animal trainer. Is there a particular animals or do you pretty much handle them all?
You know, I've been very fortunate with our SeaWorld parks to have worked with over 90 different species of animal. One of the animals that I have not yet had a chance to work with are sea turtles. They're an endangered species along our coastlines here in North America and around the world. In 2019, SeaWorld San Antonio will be welcoming Turtle Reef, which will feature endangered green sea turtles that are non-releasable. So that's going to be a great joy for me to get around these animals. But currently, as of today, you can find me at SeaWorld's Discovery Point, where you can actually book to do a dolphin interaction program. You can also do beluga interaction programs and sea lion interaction programs. And honestly, as an animal trainer, it's so fantastic to be able to get the public up close with these amazing animals, talk about their conservation, talk about their stories, and people leave here with a greater inspiration and a greater dedication to the natural world we all share. And when sea turtles make their landfall here in 2019 with Turtle Reef, it's just going to be another added species conservation point we can talk to our guests that visit us throughout 2019 and beyond.
Very good stuff. And finally, give me one thing that you'd like to tell our national audience that we may not know about SeaWorld San Antonio that we can't find, you know, by Googling it, by going to the website. Give us one little tip.
One thing you'd like to know that I'd like people to know that people don't know about SeaWorld San Antonio. SeaWorld San Antonio is the largest of the three SeaWorld parks. It is nestled right here in the heart of Texas, which is an amazing, amazing city. The city of San Antonio, go Spurs, go. I know you got a lot of sports fans listening to this. We love our people. Texas is extremely nice and humble to one another, so please come down and visit. It is the only place you can see Ocean Discovery featuring Pacific white-sided dolphins and beluga whales. It also has one of the largest penguin colonies and our penguin encounter here at SeaWorld San Antonio. It is a fantastic place for the entire family. And if you see all the animals, don't forget, there's tons more shows. There's Elmo. There's rides. We have a great set of lineup for attractions, entertainment, and animal conservation messages right here at SeaWorld San Antonio for you.
Awesome. Great stuff, Clay. Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to coming out this weekend.
All right. I'll see you this weekend. I'm going to try to scare you, Randy. I don't know how I'm going to find you, but I'm going to try to scare you.
Well, then I'm going to disguise myself so you can't find me.
Security! Just kidding. Have a great day, guys.
Yeah, exactly. Good, Clay. Have a great day. Thank you very much for your time.
Look for all the concessions to start closing the gates on you.
That is Clay Carbajal. He is one of your animal trainers out there at SeaWorld San Antonio.
I didn't even know there was a SeaWorld in Texas.
You know, honestly, I didn't either.
And
that's the whole point of this national segment that we do, the sports and entertainment and travel segment, because, you know, what I've kind of told people, whether it's our audience or whether it's, you know, sponsors that step up like this, is when you travel, you're going for one reason. You're going to San Antonio because you want to see the Spurs.
Sure.
You're going out there because you want to stay on the Riverwalk. You don't know that SeaWorld's there.
Remember the Alamo?
I don't remember it. That's why I'm going to go see it. You know, I'm
refresh your memory.
Yeah. I didn't pay much attention in school. So, you know, if Abby is much later, I may have to knock him out bare knuckle wise.
Oh, Abby's part of the Sesame Street Live crew. I was there at the Mahaffey Theater.
And Abby, I'm sure you were excited about that.
You know what? My daughters are over it. They're too old.
I asked you.
One year, they were all about it. They went up on stage and met Grover. This year, they didn't see Oscar the Grouch. And they're like, this is whack, man. Like, I'm ready. Like, let's go.
All you had to do is stop by my house.
So we went to the pumpkin patch.
You only had to stop by my house.
Yeah, what's over there?
Oscar the Grouch lives there. Every time we go to Disney, my family buys me Grumpy shirts. Okay. And, you know, so yeah.
Is that your neighborhood nickname?
I must be the Grouch.
You must live on Sesame Street then.
Sing the song.
I don't know.
Isn't it like Sunny Days?
Oh, yeah.
That's about it. Did you ever watch Mr. Rogers?
Of course. Absolutely.
Do you have a sweater that you change into when you get to the house?
No, but I think he wore the sweater because he's all tatted up, right? Wasn't he like an ex-military?
I don't think so. He was like a minister.
No, he was like a military. No, he was a bad dude.
No, Mr. Rogers was...
Fred Neighbors?
I think it was Fred Rogers.
No, was it?
Yeah. Jim Neighbors is the guy who was the Marine. Yeah,
that's the guy.
You are
no,
an idiot.
No, Jim Neighbors was the guy who sings home, Bring It Home, Indiana,
right.
The Hoosiers.
Like, yeah, that's Gomer Pyle.
Right, right. No, I got to look up this whole... Mr. Rogers guy. Shane Grossman wouldn't know this guy. He knows all that trivia.
I got to give somebody directions. Just talk among yourself.
I usually do.
How can you get lost?
I got my picks, though, for the Ken Shamrock section. I can't wait.
All right. So why don't we do this then? Why don't we'll hit this break 5 minutes early.
Okay.
Normally we don't hit it now, but we'll hit it now. That way we can get Ken Shamrock, you know, on early this time so we can get his picks. And maybe for once you can win 1 week.
Fred Rogers.
I just said that.
Yeah, you did.
How come you don't listen to the show at all? Oh. You do not do that at all. So, all right. So you need to watch Goldberg's tonight. Hall & Oates will have an appearance. And Matt is going to come up with four questions. I'm going to cherry pick the questions that I like best, even though I'm not going to watch it. And before we do hit this break, sad news coming out of the WWE.
Oh, Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Joe.
Now, I did say something in the Bucks locker room, and I hope I didn't tick people off.
Oh.
Isn't it sad, though? I mean, there's a big sign outside Madison Square Garden, you know, thinking of you, Roman Reigns. And it's only because he's a celebrity. How many other people are going through the same thing?
Oh,
and I'm not digging on Roman Reigns. I happen to be a big fan of Roman Reigns. I happen to be a big fan of The Shield as well.
Sure.
You know, and then I don't know if you saw this, but after that whole thing went down, The Shield sort of broke up and had a massive fight. And yeah,
wow.
Yeah, it was pretty ugly. No. Speaking of a massive fight, right on time is Abby. So we're going to hit this break. Look at that. He doesn't know that I'm really ragging him.
Yeah.
We're going to hit this break when we come back, a little more bare knuckle fighting. We had Johnny Bedford on, Johnny Bedford's opponent, live here at Torta Pizza when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stoutson.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Clear Energy Massage and Wellness is dedicated to providing you with the highest quality of care and proud to be the official massage and wellness facility of the 2018 Playership. A clinical deep tissue massage from Clear Energy Massage and Wellness can provide the relief from pain and stress. We tailor each session to you and your needs to provide you the best care possible. Conveniently located at 4255 Henderson Boulevard in Tampa, sports massage, deep tissue, acupuncture, medical massage, and much more. Improve your health today. Call 813-769-9280 or go to clinenergywellness.com and go Bucks!
Ride in luxury. Go to Tampa Limo and Car LLC.com today. Going to the prom, the airport, or that special night on the town, call Tampa Limo and Car at 813-415-4576 and ride in luxury. Tampa Limo and Car has a fleet of sedans, SUVs, vans, minibuses, limos, party buses, and the motor coach. Professionally trained and dressed chauffeurs will handle all of your needs. Going to the Bucs game? Go in style. Book online at TampaLimoAndCarLLC.com today.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flax and millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
It's time to get back in the holiday spirit, and we are very excited to once again be involved with the Ryan Neese Foundation and the 10th annual Power of Giving Holiday Party presented by the DiBartolo Family Foundation on December 6th at T. Pepin's Hospitality Center. You will enjoy delicious food, open bar, games, celebrity guests, and great entertainment while helping to empower teens to become leaders and impact giving in their communities. To purchase your tickets or to get more information on the Ryan Neese Foundation, please go to www.ryanneesefoundation.com. Experience the power of giving and get your tickets today at www.ryanneesefoundation.com.
Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment.
With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, Monkey Boy.
Yo, what's up? This is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. Diamond Dallas Page is going to make you feel the bang.
Everybody get up.
I bet that looked really good. The headset. Abby's going to punch me in the face in a minute. I'm like, you know, I'm pointing over here, so she thought I wanted them to sit closer to me. I'm like, no. Like that. Oh, you got it on backwards.
My mic's not even on, I don't think.
No, it's not. Go.
No, but I'm so disappointed in my childhood. My childhood has just been shattered.
I'm glad I was able to do that for you.
This reminds me of the time when I caught Santa Claus eating the cookies and the underwear in the kitchen. It was just... Mr. Rogers didn't have tattoos.
I told you he was a minister.
And he wasn't a sniper in the military in Vietnam like I thought. I thought he was like this complete warrior, this bad dude, and he's doing these wholesome shows. My childhood is wrecked. I want a do-over.
All right, let me try to fix your childhood. Because Mr. Rogers wasn't a badass, but the dude sitting between us, well, not sort of between us, but, you know, to the right of me, to the...
Left of me.
Yeah, you know, whatever.
Makes the middle of us.
Well, you know what I'm saying. What's up, Ab?
What's up?
All right, do me a favor. Welcome. Because I didn't want to butcher your name. Okay, I know people call you Ab or Abby because they can't pronounce your name.
Yeah.
All right, so tell me exactly what your name is.
Abdiel.
Okay. I'll forget it, right? But at least I said it once.
And the nickname you go by is?
Abby.
You know, so Abby makes it easy.
Makes sense.
Abby's going to make his own pizza.
He will.
After the show, as well as then we'll have you make Abby a pizza.
Perfect.
So that he can eat a really good one.
We know Max Griffin, he liked the dough because it was cold and so soft. So after his fight
good for your knuckles.
With Mike Perry, he got to put his hands in the dough to kind of soften them up, get the olive oil in there.
All right, so awesome. Ken Shamrock coming up in about 10 minutes.
Yep.
Barry Smith is here. We're going to talk about tomorrow night's Scott Brantley fundraiser, which is very cool. We had Johnny Bedford on about a half an hour ago. I don't know, time flies by. Your next opponent. Yeah. And I want to say to you the same thing that I said to Johnny. And, you know, we're getting to know, you're getting to know me a little bit. I never say anything for shock value. I never make stuff up. It is what it is. The reason that I love the sport of combat sports and mixed martial arts and now bare knuckle is what you and Johnny did coming from the airport in New Orleans to Biloxi, Mississippi. You guys talked. You guys were cool. Hey, I'm looking forward to fighting you. You know, you're going to win. I mean, they didn't know you were going to win. You didn't know he was going to win. But just the way you guys handled that, it was so professional. That's what I like.
Yeah. Everything is all business. You know, everything's all, you know, you got to be professional. You got to have a good side. Serious. Yeah, you're going to be serious when it comes to fight. But at the same time, at the end of the time, as well here doing the same thing, you know, we're trying to fight.
You know? How can you turn it on and off like that? You know, Matt and I fought 3 years ago. I still don't like him. You know, I mean, we look at each other like there's so animosity. It's really not. I made that up. But, I was thinking of my brother, but I didn't want to call him out on radio again. But you know, how can you turn it on and off like that?
I don't know. It's just that's how I am. You know, I turn it on. You know, I see people. I'm nice. I'm always nice. But when I'm in the ring, I'm in the cage, I'm different. You know.
Have you ever seen the movie Patrick Swayze? What was the Patrick Swayze movie?
Dirty Dancing?
No.
Point Break?
It's about the bar. He was the cool. It was Patrick
Roadhouse.
Swayze.
Roadhouse.
That's Patrick Swayze, right?
Yeah, of course.
So he made, I'm sure you haven't seen it. You're too young. But, you know, he comes in and he's, they call a cooler, where he's like the head security guy. And he goes and he tells all of his bouncers to be nice. Always be nice. Until it's time not to be nice.
Yeah.
You know, and that's basically. All right, so how did you, bare knuckle fighting is so new. How did you get into it? I know that you have an MMA background. How were you able to turn it that quickly and jump in on the ground floor of bare knuckle fighting?
Man, you know, I saw, you know, on TV and everything, when I saw the first one and the second bare knuckles, I told coach, my manager, Viet Leeds, you know, there's a way we know we could get on it, you know, and somehow he pulled it through, you know. He somehow found out, you know, to get in, and I got on it, and I was able to get in the tournament, and, you know, I'm here.
In the semifinals, taking on a very big name, a UFC background, means just as much to beat a UFC name as it does, I'm sure, to progress in the tournament.
Yeah, no, I'm facing, you know, Johnny Bradford. You know, I know he had a good fight in this last fight, and, you know, I had a good one too, you know, but I finished mine quickly, so his went to long distance, and he wasn't able to, you know, his performance wasn't that great. But, you know, when it comes to mine, you know, when he faces me, it's different. You know, he has to be ready.
Talk about for a second, and I mentioned it with Anthony Smith. You know, you've trained long and hard. You trained long and hard for this fight in Biloxi, and it was a fairly quick fight.
Yeah.
I know the goal is to end the fight as quickly as possible, take as little damage as possible. But is there a piece of you in the background that's like, I trained all of that for this?
A little bit, yes, but, you know, like, it happens, you know, it's like, that's how fight is, you know, if it ends, you know, it's like boxing, if, it, you know, you get knocked down, if you, you know, in UFC, and I mean, when you do MMA, you know, you get submitted, ended quick, it just happens, you know, sometimes you get caught, like this one, you know, and Sean West, he got caught, you know, and he I was able to just finish him off.
All right, I don't want to know numbers because I hate this. I'm not a big fan of it. I know that you can Google, you know, net worth and all that garbage, which I hate. So don't tell me exactly. But ballpark, good money, early money, what is it right now in bare knuckle? Because, you know, when MMA first started, you know, it was so nominal, it almost wasn't worth fighting other than your love for the sport, you know, to pay your trainer, to pay your bills, to pay food. Where is bare knuckle right now, three fights in, for the first time in, was it
129 years?
Okay, you know, pays all right. You know, pays, you know, where, you know, it's okay, you know, for me to get by, you know, it's for, you know, for a little bit, a couple months, and just for me to, you know, train for a little bit, you know, fight, you know, live okay, but I'm still working. I'm still doing what I'm doing. I'm still living normal. I can't really, you know.
That was going to be my question. Like, do you still have a career?
Yeah.
And this is still a hobby until it becomes, or eat, sleep, and train.
No, I do sleep and train. Also, like, you know, I work. I do landscaping. You know, I work at, you know, my business, Team Ferro. Like, they also sponsored me too.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I do that on the side, but I get out early and, you know, I go right after and train.
I don't know if he remembers, but we have a deal.
Yes.
Because before his next fight, I'm going to help him train.
You're going to have to do work in the yard?
Exactly.
So yeah. Like some Mr. Miyagi stuff?
No, Abby said that what he was doing.
As I paint the fence, right. Wax the car, mow the yard.
Well, what they said was that I don't forget anything, especially free labor. So, that, you know, that, he puts sweats and stuff. No, he's working. He's training.
We'll sign him up under staff zone. We'll have send him to your compound for the week.
It's training. And so he has to drop some weight. So he gets, you know, his hoodie and his sweats. Then he comes and cuts the yard.
Exactly. That's how I do it.
I'm not going to make him paint the fence, but, you know, wash the deck maybe.
So we'll do
sand the deck.
We'll give you two training camps, one in St. Pete, one in Wesley Chapel.
I think it's a beautiful idea. What was the first food thing that you ate once you got home? You know, we were still stuck in Biloxi. And once you got home, something that really you don't eat a lot of, you know, when you're training.
Ah, man. Went out and got wings. Went to Wing House.
Okay.
Got myself a little, you know, got greasy.
What don't you eat?
How much do you cut? I mean, how much is your weight cut?
Man, not really much. It was like 6 pounds. I fight 125. I normally run 125. And, you know, this fight is 135. So I walk around 140, 45 mostly. And the cut wasn't nothing. You know, I did a little bit, just water weight mostly. And it was right there. I was 135 right after.
Now, we're only a couple days since getting back from Biloxi. Mm-hmm. You know Johnny's your next fight to advance to the finals. When do you start worrying about it? When do you start looking, you know, at his video? When do you start?
I'm already I'm already, like, you know, just right after, you know, the fight in Mississippi back, you know, on Saturday. Right after I looked him up, you know, I saw who he was, you know, like, you know, I'm not going to stop, you know, and just relax. You know, I'm always going to keep going. This is my career. You know, I want to take this.
How did you make your flight? That's all I want to know.
Oh,
that line
man.
Was so long.
Yo.
And I walked right to the front.
I don't even know how you did that.
Well, because I'm TSA approved.
Yeah, whatever.
It's worth $85.
I don't care.
No. you ought to have the promotion now. Get it for you. So we get to the airport.
Oh, man.
And they were cutting it close. Now, their flight was an hour before mine. But I saw how long the security line was. And I felt bad. Kendall Grove left.
I cut some people, man.
Yeah.
On the security, you know, that check. I was like, hey, can I cut that? Yeah.
I got to get through. But I felt bad.
Yeah.
Kendall's been in line 25 minutes. And I walked right to the front. Like, here you go.
Yeah. I ran. Honestly, I ran. I left Coach behind. I can tell you that. I had to wait for him just for, like, tell him, like, yo, wait for this guy, please.
And they did it?
Yeah, they waited.
Wow. I know that I was going to a UFC in Portland, and they were shutting the door as I got there.
Yeah.
And once the door shuts, they claim that they can't reopen it, which isn't true.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it's definitely not true. So when will you start training again?
You know, I'm here and there right now.
And I don't mean yard cutting stuff training. Well, maybe I do.
Yeah.
I do need the yard cut this week.
Let me think about that.
Yeah, I'm going to assume that you're not back in the gym and stuff already.
No, I'm taking a little break, you know, taking like just a week off and going right back to training, you know, just doing what I normally do, like when I was getting ready for, you know, the next bare knuckles fight.
Like how much damage does the bare knuckle, you know, how long do you need to
Let's find
fully
out.
Recover?
I'm going to ask Abby to crack you in the skull.
Okay.
You know, bare knuckle and see what happens to your head and to his knuckle.
We can give it a try. I mean, I'm not doing anything for the next 20 minutes. But, compared to MMA, you know, how long does it take your body before you can start training again?
Like, when it comes to bare knuckles, it takes a toll, you know, like you're getting real, like, punching, you know, it's bare knuckles. You're getting punched, you know, knuckles to your body, you know, like, when he hit me, my arm was hurting right after. I was like, man, my heart hurt for the reason. I'm like, he hit me hard. It's like, I didn't even know it would take hard, but it takes a toll, you know? So you take a break, you know, because you get cut easily when you're doing bare knuckles. You know, it's different. It's different than MMA.
How many times have you been asked, and I've had a bunch of the bare knuckle guys on, mm-hmm. and how many times have you been asked, all right, I understand it's bare knuckle, but what size glove do you wear?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Like, what kind of wrap do you use?
Well, now, they do have a wrap. It's up to their wrist.
Yeah. Right.
So it is a little deceiving, but it's still bare knuckle. Your knuckles are bare. No, what size glove do you wear? No, dummy, it's bare knuckle.
Yeah.
Now, do you go by, Bobby Gunn has said that there's things that you can do to strengthen your knuckles and all that kind of stuff. Some guys say hogwash, but then Bobby Gunn is a legend.
Yeah.
So which is it?
Yeah, he's right. Bobby Gunn is right. You know, there's a lot of ways to train knuckles. Like, you know, I go and, you know, my coach got me, you know, cinder blocks. So he got me doing push-ups and the cinder blocks, you know, with my fist closed and, you know, just doing it hurts, you know, and also, you know, punching the wall with, you know, punch the wall, you know, bear, you know, the brick wall, you know, just slowly, you know, get those punches. So, and, you know, also just doing the pads, you know, getting the timing right, getting your hands quick too.
You made a reference to Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yes.
That's pretty close.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, he's pretty close to Mr. Miyagi. And I can picture him doing some kind of stuff like that where you're standing on a log. And what's the craziest thing he's had you do?
Ah. Man, I don't even think there's a lot of ways. He got me doing a lot of stuff, crazy stuff, you know.
Speaking of crazy, hold on one sec, because he won. He was undefeated. I was undefeated. You had one loss. Let's welcome the legend, NFL Picks, with Ken Shamrock. Ken, how are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
Not too bad. Hey, you and I both undefeated 7-0 last week.
Oh, yeah, you know, every nut gets a nut every now and then. Every squirrel gets a nut, right?
Exactly, and it was so funny because Matt...
And exactly what I said the first time, every nut gets a nut.
Well, I'm okay losing to Ken Shamrock in anything, really.
So Matt had 6 of the 7 right, and he still took 3rd place. That's what's funny. That's what's funny. So let's get right into it. Give me your picks.
You know, you guys are going to have to fire at me. I'm on the road. I'm going to London, England. Got some stuff I'm doing. Haven't had a chance to really dive into the NFL thing. So fire some games at me and I'll pick them.
Okay. I'm going to give you some of mine because they're so easy. New England at Buffalo.
Oh, wow. Okay. give me 30 points and I'll take Buffalo.
Yeah, that was my fault.
I got New England.
I'll keep reading them because, you know, that way I'm not, you know, telling you who to pick or which games. New Orleans at Minnesota. San Francisco at Arizona.
Wow, wait a minute. New Orleans at Minnesota?
Yep.
Wow. You know, I cannot go against Drew Brees. That's going to be a close one, but I can't go against the great one. I got to go New Orleans.
Okay. San Fran's at Arizona. Now, again, you don't have to pick every one. You only need to pick 7. San Francisco's at Arizona.
I'm going to pass on that one.
Okay. Indy's at Oakland.
Okay, I'll take that one. Indianapolis.
Washington's at the Giants.
Oh, I'll take that one, too. I'll take Washington.
Yeah, some of these have been pretty...
Since the Giants have given away all their defensive players, let me go with Washington.
Just because the Big Apple gave away Eli Apple, I don't get it. All right, Green Bay's at the Rams.
Green Bay at the Rams. That's a tough one right there. You know, I think I'm going to pick the upset on this, and I'm going to go with Green Bay.
Wow.
Wow.
That's Ken.
Wow.
Jets at Chicago. I think this is an easy one. I can assume you're picking this one.
Which one? Yeah. Go for it.
Jets at Chicago.
Oh, Chicago.
Yeah. Okay. You only need one more. Tampa Bay at Cincinnati.
Pass.
Seattle at Detroit.
Pass.
Cleveland at Pittsburgh.
Pass.
Denver at Kansas City.
Pass. Well, now let me take that one. I'll take Kansas City.
Okay. As you know, again, it looks like we'll both go undefeated. So there's your 6. You got Kansas City, Chicago, Green Bay, Washington, Indy, New Orleans, and New England.
Cool. I got one there. It's going to be a tough one, but I think that's a trap game for the Rams.
Do you? See, I took
Green Bay. Hey, listen, Green Bay just came off a bye week, and they've got all their receivers back. They got Geronimo Allison back. They got all their weapons, so I think this one could be a real shootout.
And we'll also see if Todd Gurley is the MVP of the league, which he is right now if they were to do it. Let's see how well he performs this Sunday.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
Good enough. Ken, as always, thank you for your time. Have a safe and fun trip over to Europe, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Hey, appreciate you guys. Take care.
All right. That is your legend, Ken Shamrock. Do you know much about Ken?
Not really.
Well, we need to get you some DVDs videos and stuff like that. So we definitely need to hook you up. All right. We're going to move you over. We're going to make you. Do you want to make your pizza?
Yeah,
you want Matt? Okay.
Yeah.
You'll make the pizza, and then Matt can make your family a pizza.
Yeah. Yeah.
That way we can test which two pizzas are better.
All right.
Cool. All right. We'll definitely do that. Appreciate it. We're going to have you back on again. Now we're going to bring Barry over.
Yep.
And
get Barry on over.
As
Barry,
always, man. I'm going to hook you up with some 8-man strong gear as well. Yeah. So I'll turn you back up. So we'll get your address and stuff. Cool. All right. All right. So that is Abby.
Good luck in the next tournament, Abby.
Against Johnny Bedford.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good fight.
Next round. How you doing, Barry? Welcome.
That's the hot seat. I know you've never put one of these on before.
While you're getting set in on there, you and my picks for the week.
Yeah, give me yours. Give me yours.
I'm going Bengals over the Bucks. I think they got embarrassed on Monday night. They're not going to let that happen again.
Okay.
So I go Bengals. I'm going Bears. I'm going Redskins, Colts, Rams.
Go ahead.
Patriots and Chiefs.
We have a lot of the same ones.
Yeah, I picked those before you guys did yours.
Yeah, sure you did.
I did.
Barry Smith, how are you?
You know what? I'm doing pretty damn good. If I was doing any better,
you'd be better.
They would throw me in jail.
Really?
That's right.
Love seeing you. Don't love seeing you under these circumstances. You know, it's a shame, but it's good to have you here. It's good to talk about a mutual friend of ours who needs our help, who needs the community's help. And Scott Brantley, when I got the phone call, there's very few people that I would stop no matter what I'm doing. You know, I was at the USA Soccer press conference. Matter of fact, we both were. And there's very few things that would make me stop in the middle of a press, you know, conference. Scott Brantley is one of those people.
Amen. Well, I think, you know, Scott, besides being one hell of a football player, he's a hell of a, I'd say, man, husband, father.
Person.
A buddy, you know, teammate. And he's given so much back to not only the game, but to the community like that. And think about, you know, he's back in Ocala, but, you know, he and his brother for years have been raising money for various charities, you know, children's charities there in the area and all that stuff. So it's one small way that I think we can show our love and respect.
You know, one of the things that I always talk about Scott Brantley and people that know him might not have known he is a legend. And I hate that word. You know, I think legend is the most overused word in the English vocabulary. Everybody's a legend, you know, and no disrespect to people, but they're not a legend. You know, you might have done this or you might have done some things. Scott Brantley at Florida was a legend.
Yes. You know, I say some of us have our 15 minutes of fame and that's it. And you're off and like that. But Scott was bigger than that. I mean, think about it. There's not many guys that, first of all, you're fortunate if you get drafted into the NFL. And I think he was also drafted by the New York Mets in baseball.
Right.
He really had a choice.
Right.
You know, to be an athlete at that level, to have a choice like that, it's pretty damn good.
And what I was getting at with Scott being a legend at Florida, came to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, a very good football player, yet you would have never known that he was a legend and a very good football player. Just a down-to-earth good guy.
Yes. You know, I'm going to throw this out and pay him a tribute to Wade Boggs is another guy like that, you know, just a good guy that it doesn't matter the success that you have on the athletic field or whatever. He's just one of us. He'd sit around and have a beer with you, and you wouldn't know any difference.
So tomorrow night out at Ed Drosty's place on Gulf to Bay.
The original Hooters. The infamous.
I love Ed and Bob Passwaters and all those guys. Talk about what's going on. I know it's an all-day-long thing to help Scott and his family.
First, you know, the celebration will begin at noon. We'll go all the way to 9. And throughout the whole day, we've got all kinds of various celebrities. Our former governor, Charlie Crist, is going to be there. I guess congressman now. He said Wade Boggs is going to be there. A lot of his Gator teammates and Buccaneer teammates will be there. But Jack Youngblood is driving all the way from Winter Park.
Wow.
You understand, that's north of Orlando, driving all the way over an I-4 to come here to be with Scott and to pay his respects. So I think it's an awesome thing. And, of course, the celebration, not only having a good time, but we are trying to raise some money. That's really the bottom line, to offset some of the expenses that the NFL has decided to look the other way right now. So a lot of us kind of get a little, you know, get our feathers ruffled, all that. But, you know, you eat and drink, have fun, and a percentage of that will go to help Scott. We're going to have a lot of great items that we're going to raffle off and auction off and all that stuff to just do whatever we can. And it's just a small little piece, but, you know, whatever we can do to help.
And you're going to auction off something as well, knucklehead over there, and so that a bunch of people can come here and just be rowdy out here at Torta Pizza.
Yeah, I donated a 20 pizza party, enough for 20 people, so making an event.
I may have to bid on that one.
And I don't know Scott personally, and I haven't met you until today. sir, but Randy, you know, vouched for you guys and said that.
I vouched like that. Yeah,
but, but for me,
I don't know about that. That's a little scary, but
any friend of Randy's is a friend of mine, and if he says this is a good cause and it's a worthy cause, I'm always behind it.
Thank you.
So
I'm shaking your hand.
It's welcome
there.
To be here, sir, thank and I look forward to being there tomorrow.
Now, if Barry bids on it, and if Barry wins it, will you let Barry help make the pizza?
Absolutely.
All right. Of course.
That.
All right.
Well, I was looking at some of these special pizzas that you do here.
Yeah.
You know, oh, wow.
I do.
Cool. No, I'm a big fan when it comes to pizza. I love Italian food, but I love pizza.
Well, this is, we went and did the pizza tour in Brooklyn. You know, he thinks he's a famous pizza, blah, 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 blah. I'm turning his mic down because I don't want him to start.
No, my 15 minutes of fame.
It's over.
Yes, it's over.
Okay. But I'm going to tell you that when he makes you a pizza, when we're off at the top of the hour, it'll be the best pizza you've ever had.
You know, crust.
Yes, sir.
Yes, it is.
He knows what he's doing.
Yep.
You know, I hate to say that. All right, auction-wise, is the auction going to be going all day long?
All day long.
So periodically stuff will go up.
Yeah, I think that there'll be times where we may do a section, especially during the lunch hour, where you're probably going to have a lot of people lunch hour. It may ebb a little bit, and then it's going to kick in again, you know, with that 5-6 and all that stuff. That, you know, we may be auctioning some things off and get rid of them at that time. You know, things may go on all day.
Okay, here's a question that I don't know the answer to.
Hopefully, I may not either.
You may not. I know that Jan may. I don't know, but okay. I think it's important to ask. As these athletes are coming, are they going to be signing autographs? And if they are, is it only for donations that are going to go to Scott?
Well, first of all, everybody that's coming is to honor Scott, and all of them have been told, I mean, we need you to be there to meet and greet the fans. So when you say meet and greet the fans, they'll be signing autographs and all that stuff. So,
But I'm saying, should people, and if they shouldn't, can we ask them to, hey, you're going to get Mike Allstott's autograph, throw 15, 20 bucks in a.
I think that pitch will probably be made because I think, you know, you're not going to shake anybody down and sign an autograph.
Oh, I will.
But if you're.
Oh, I will.
But see, that's good. You can do that. You can do that. But people should be making donations. You know, that's what I should say should be. We hope that people find it within their heart that they could write a check, no matter how small or how big. Well, we love big ones.
Yeah.
How about the guy that won almost.
1.6
cash billion. Is almost a billion dollars. Oh, my
hopefully we can get him there tomorrow.
Well, he'll get a billion, and then I can't believe he's going to have to pay tax on that.
Yeah.
And then he'll probably walk away with
it's 980 cash out.
Yeah.
So 980 million.
Million.
He's going to take home.
Million.
See, I didn't play, and I'll tell you why. I can't change my life like that. I just couldn't see me getting $1 billion not knowing what to do.
I've already got a game plan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, you know what you need to do is whatever. Just take $1 million and put it in your own account. You know, and that'll keep you right there. As far as I'm concerned, everything else, man, I would be one hell of a philanthropist. Do you remember the old? There was a TV series called The Millionaire.
Yeah.
If you remember The Millionaire, and he would just nonchalantly, the sprinkling of good that a human being could do instead of just. So.
How about the movie Brewster's Millions? Wasn't that,
I missed that one.
Richard Pryor? And for him to get the trust of his somebody, it was like tens of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
He had to spend $1 million in a month.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Oh, I can make that damage.
Well, you think, but the movie was that he couldn't.
But it's probably tough.
Yeah, and then at the very end, he had money left over. So when he punched somebody out, and he lost.
Right.
And they said, well, I'll be your attorney. He goes, okay, here's my money, you know, my put down.
Right.
You know, so then he was able to spend $1 million.
The retainer.
Right. Yeah, the retainer for sure.
Oh, I love it.
Any list? Is there a place that people can go to find out some of the – and again, it's not necessarily for the auction. It's for Scott. But if we have to bribe people to get out there, let's bribe them with some cool stuff.
Oh, wow. I don't think we have a list sitting right in front of me like that, but I mean, there's a list of guys that are coming that we know. You know, I'll throw up Charlie Hanna, you know, Jerry Wunsch, Jack Youngblood, Aaron Brown, Marquis Smith, Ron Dixon, Mark Cotney, Jimmy Giles, Paul Kitzinger, Tyrone Keyes, Steve DeBerg's going to be calling in, Sean Farrell, Terrence Barber, James Harrell, like I said, Charlie Crist. You know, I got to flip that.
Mike Allstott, who just confirmed.
Yeah, Mike Allstott, Wade Boggs, Ian Beckles, John Cannon, Chidi Anatui. Jerry Bell, Jared Loper, and there's a few other guys that we just had coming in. I think Walter Carter and Jason Manicki, and they're still coming in. And it's probably that I don't even know guys that will just show up.
Yeah, we had Styles G. White on Monday. He's supposed to stop out as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys that will just show up, you know, throughout the day. But what now? Well, I said that earlier, Jack Young. But one of my favorite. I got to tell you a quick story if I got a second. This is how I met Jack Young. All right. In 1970, Jack's a senior at University of Florida. I'm a sophomore at Florida State. Early in the game, Bill Peterson calls a flanker reverse. Okay. Well, needless to say, it didn't end real well. You know, about a 10-yard loss in the backfield. Jack Youngblood rearranged my head. Okay. And as he's getting up, he's just stepping on me and, you know, whatever, you know, garbling something. Now, all of a sudden, it's 1973. I'm in the L.A. Coliseum. I'm playing for the Packers. We're playing the Rams. Okay. Scott Hunter was quarterbacking. All of a sudden, he calls a flanker reverse. And I had this deja vu. I looked over there, you know, in the huddle. I'm going, oh, my God. Anyway. Same thing happened now. Okay, so he nails me again, 10-yard loss. And it's so funny, this time he reaches and he's picking me up and he's laughing instead of, you know, just spitting on me. He goes, Barry, I would have thought you'd learned in 1970, don't run my side.
That's fine.
But you know what? That's how we actually became friends. And he's a dear friend and a great American and just a wonderful guy.
Give me your thoughts, Alan, as a older alumni. Okay.
An older alumni.
Well, I'm saying it's not like, you know, Jerry Watts.
I'm old school. Yeah, I'm old school.
Your thoughts on the NFL and where it is right now, not what they're doing to Scott and all the athletes, because awful.
Yeah, no. As far as, first of all, today's athletes are phenomenal athletes.
Sure.
I mean, there's no question that physical specimens and all that stuff. Hell, I look at, you know, my son went to Georgia Tech and played, and I saw Demaryius Thomas. I saw Megatron, okay, Calvin Johnson, those guys, and seeing what they're doing. But how they, when you say how they work out, okay, the technology, you know, that they have, what they eat and they drink and how they train and all that stuff, we never had that.
Right.
When I was playing, like, at Florida State, they had one bench and some free weights. Nobody even knew anything about it. When I went to Green
Bay. That's what they had at Tampa Bay, too.
Yes. Okay. When I went to Green Bay, you know, they had a universal machine. If you remember the old universal?
Right.
You couldn't really lift much. It was really the tone. You know, like, nobody was really lifting. And off-season workouts, you know, you just kind of ran and, you know, and you showed up. That's why we had the long preseason for all the fat guys that try to get in shape.
Right.
You know, it was different. But, you know, the rule changes, would I love to play today? Because they still smash mouth football, but there's a lot of flag football in it.
Sure.
Come on, man. I mean, listen, I can tell you, all the wide receivers back in our day, if you remember, until the ball was in the air, anybody could hit you any place, anytime, anywhere. Okay, and the clothesline was legal. Kenny Houston knocked me out, and he never went for the ball, and it was a legal hit. You could go for the knockout and take somebody out, and it was legal. You know, so, you know, you had to have, I'd say, bigger cojones back then because of the rules like that. But,
you know,
nobody made any money either.
Right. Well, that's true.
I mean, holy.
You could look at guys like Ronnie Lott, Lester Hayes, John Lynch. Those guys couldn't play today.
No.
They couldn't obviously play their game today.
Right. They could not play their game today. But nonetheless, you know, it doesn't diminish. You know, all the guys that even came before us, I look at those guys. Listen, Raymond Berry, Lance Allworth, Fred Biletnikoff, and those type of guys, Don Maynard. I love watching those guys before I came in, you know, because you tried to emulate them. It's a different game.
Yeah.
You know, could Biletnikoff play today? I don't know. You know, you got to be a burner.
No, for sure.
You got to be a burner.
Give me your thoughts quickly on the Buccaneers, what's going on and what needs to be done to improve it.
I want them to win. I want them to win. You know, they're a little frustrating. Let's face it. I mean, it's
a little
because I'm a fan,
right?
You know, I'm a fan today like that. It's frustrating because, you know, the defense should be better than it is. At least in my head, it should be with, you know, with the guys they signed and the free agents and the money they spend, we shouldn't have those difficulties. We got to be a little more consistent on offense. We were on fire to begin with. We've kind of plateaued, but.
How does that happen? I had to stop by my doctor's earlier, and he was asking me, and I make stuff up, you know, and if you're going to believe what I'm saying, good for you. You know, how can you be on fire like that for the first 2 weeks and then nothing goes
right? You know what? The Chicago Bear game kind of flipped me out. I go, did somebody just, you know, come in and steal the team? You know, they never actually made the bus trip, you know, whatever. Well, you know what? Think about any sport. It really is when it comes down. You know, you want to be the tight as a wide receiver. You want to be the kind of guy that goes, if third and long or fourth, whatever they got to go to, I want to be the go-to guy. I want to have that confidence, throw me the ball, as opposed to, gee, I hope they don't throw me the ball. I don't want to be a guy, drop it. So, you know, yeah, who knows what goes on in the locker room and all that, but you know, we need to see more consistency.
So you kind of described, what was it, Waterboy, when they had to kick off for the onside, and you're looking for that guy that's shaking and
yep.
you know yeah. And all that kind of stuff. So how hard was it when you left to adjust to no longer being in the NFL?
Well, there is an adjustment. You know, now different guys, depending upon how you exit, you know, usually the game gives you up before you're ready to give up.
Before you want to give up, right.
You know, they talk about football careers. Come on, man. You know, there are some guys that play 10, 15 years, 12 years. I mean, and that is a career. But the majority of guys play 3 years or less, okay? I mean, you know, it's a whistle stop. On my exit, you know, I got polio. I was in 1977. I'm down with the Miami Dolphins thinking I'm going to get year five, and all of a sudden, boom. So when my – and it was a non-football injury. So when I got cut, I'm still, you know – that was because now you're going, what am I going to do?
Right.
I didn't even think about what I was going to do. But you know what? If you're raised right, you got the intestinal fortitude, and I think all those same things that made you aspire and get to be at the top level athlete like that, you just redirect that energy into something else. So.
All right. So before we end here, tomorrow, 12 to 9, the original Hooters on Gulf to Bay.
Yep.
All day long, celebrities will be there, athletes will be there.
All day long.
And how long will you be there signing autographs tomorrow?
I don't know if anybody really wants my autograph, except probably on a check. That's probably that one like that. But we get guys that really are athletes. You know, that nice shelf life. I tell my wife, you know, about the shelf life, you know.
Right.
Like that we all have shelf life. I'm done now. Yeah. But anyway, it's all good.
All right, so it'll be a great time. I know you're going to be out there, Matt. Thank you for stopping by, Barry. It's great to see you. Obviously not under this circumstance, but it's going to be a great thing for Scott Brantley. Well-deserved. The guy is a legend, and you know I hate that word. All right, for everyone here at Knockout Radio, I want to thank 8-Man Strong and Stat Zone. We'll be back next week.